flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Guy said, 704 here, Donna says, we're lottery winners. He said, we're living his dream doing this show every morning.
I don't take offense to that whatsoever.
I love that. Yeah. No, listen, we are very lucky to be able to do this. We certainly never take that for granted, and we do appreciate everyone that helps us out and talks to us here on the text line, regardless of if you are very, very angry or not. We've had a little bit of everything on the text machine this morning, Donna. We even had a guy who was so riled up by, I guess, one of the commercials that he said he's done. He's just, he couldn't take it anymore. So he left the show too, but we will continue on one way or another. We shall survive here this morning. A lot of stuff going on, though. The NFL games are coming up, Dono, and I did want to get your thoughts because you will not be with us tomorrow. You will be leaving us, Dono. Maybe you can go play the lottery. Do you play the scratch-offs? You ever play the scratch-off lottery?
The only time I play scratch-offs is my wife has an aunt who that's like her thing. Every Christmas she gives us like 4 scratch off cards a piece. Mm-hmm. I think the most I've ever won is like $20, but that, like, I've never actually bought my own scratch off. I receive a few cards as a gift every single year. I enjoy scratching them off, and I usually win nada.
So we go to Publix. I take my son to, you know, Publix, good little grocery shopping, and they have the digital vending machine, the lottery thing that spits out the tickets. He'll always ask me for a few bucks, and occasionally I'll give it to him. He goes over to the machine. I always get yelled at by the people that work there because they're like, he can't play the lottery, he's 8. Anyway, so he'll get, you know, a handful of those tickets or whatever, and usually at best I win my money back, but I don't get my money back. Yeah. He gets it because apparently he thinks the tickets are free. So anything you win, like if you pay $5 for the ticket and you win $5, he thinks he's plus 5. So that's is usually a losing proposition for me regardless. But maybe we can win some money on some games this weekend, Donna. What do you think about that? That would that'd be a nice thing to do this weekend. Chiefs and Texans, 4:30 Saturday. Kansas City is favored by 8. That is a big number. Does Patrick Mahomes and company, do they blow these guys out?
I think they likely do. I mean, I think it would be a great story if Houston can spoil their three-peat and become one of the big Cinderellas in the NFL. But, I mean, the Chiefs had an incredible regular season, and then Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs becomes a different animal. They're the home team. I mean, our Dolphins know how hard it is to go into Kansas City and win a playoff game, although I don't think it's going to be negative 200 like it was last year when we played there. I've got the Chiefs rolling.
It says this is on AccuWeather here, it says, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much colder, bundle up for the football game, it says.
Mm. I'm looking at 24 degree temperatures.
Yeah, but it says real feel at 12 degrees.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cold.
That is cold. I don't know if I've ever been in that something that cold, but I wonder, do the Texans,
degrees,
I
think is my record.
Yeah, are the Texans, like, are they one of those that can't play in the cold because they play in a dome? I know that roof opens.
It's pretty warm in Houston. I mean, it's not Florida warm. I think they get a little weather over there, but it's southern Texas, I think. I don't think they're going to go into Kansas City, and I'm going to go Chiefs by like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. Lions and Commanders. That is the night game on Saturday. No weather conditions necessary for that one. That will be in the dome. Biggest spread of the weekend. Lions are favored by 9 points over the Commanders. The Commanders are a really nice story. I just don't see it here. And the thing with the Lions, Dono, when they have big spreads, I'm usually confident betting the Lions because Dan Campbell likes to destroy teams. Like he doesn't just want to like he won't take a knee. He wants to like rip your soul out when he beats you. I mean, remember they had games like they were up three touchdowns and they're throwing like double reverses to, you know, Amon-Ra in the end zone. Like they want to kill you. So the big spread doesn't really bother me all that much.
I mean, I would love to see just, again, like I tend to root for underdogs in games like this, even though like Detroit is like a franchise of underdogs, but they've suddenly become one of the hot stories. I would love to see Jaden Daniels pull something off. But like I think Detroit at some point before the Super Bowl, I think they're going to slip on a banana peel and they're not going to make it to the big game. But I think they're going to get through this test. I see the Lions beating the Commanders at home. I could see it not being close. Is that you said that's the biggest spread of the weekend?
Yeah, it's at 9 points. It's at nine.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Is Dan Campbell, is he too reckless to get to and win a Super Bowl? That is the only real question I have. Like, is he too reckless? He had a game last year where essentially if you kick the field goal, you probably win the game. It's over. He's just so out there with the going for it and the refusals to kick and I don't know, man. Like, I think there's got to be kind of a middle ground, right?
I just don't think this is going to be the game where it costs him. I think he gets to the NFC Championship game, and it comes down to a final possession, and he does something stupid. But I think they're going to win this one comfortably. But that's why, to your point, that's why I don't have the Lions making it to the Super Bowl. I'm not even sure who I have from the
NFC.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. The NFC is like, the NFC's got, I mean, they're okay teams, but... The Lions are really good. Then you got the Eagles and the Rams Sunday at 3 o'clock, and I don't know, are either of those teams are world beaters? I mean, the AFC is such a dramatic difference, right? You have three teams in the AFC that you could make a very good case for winning the Super Bowl: Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. Yeah. One of those going to get at least one of those is going to get knocked out on this weekend. But you got the Eagles and the Rams. They kick things off. Did you give me a pick, by the way, for Lions and Commanders on that big spread? You going Lions?
Yeah, I'm going Lions to cover.
Okay.
Win and cover.
All right, Eagles are favored by 6 at home. This game will be, this is another one of those games where you get a team from a warm weather climate that will go into a colder weather situation. Let's see the weather here on Sunday in Philly. Dono, 35 degrees. 64% chance of rain. It says mostly cloudy with a bit of snow and rain at times in the afternoon. A potential for accumulating snow and slippery travel.
I've got the Eagles winning, but not covering. I think the Rams are going to give them hell. And that they feel the Rams are one of these. They feel a little bit like a team of destiny, and you know they've got the extra motivation with just the awful fires that are happening back in their hometown. They got a lot on their minds, but it's like I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts either. It's why I could see the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl, but not winning the Super Bowl. But I've got the Eagles squeaking by, man. I'm talking like a 1-point, 3-point win, something like that. So I've got the Rams covering but losing.
I like that. And then our final one here. And Dono, I got to tell you, I am so torn on this game right now. Bills and Ravens, the number keeps shifting. It's Baltimore -1 now. It's not going to matter. It's going to be a pick 'em game. Regardless of who's favored by a point or not. But, man, Baltimore does so many things well, right? And Zay Flowers, I know, is up in the air. But the combination of Lamar and Derrick Henry seems to be such a lethal combination. With that being said, though, it has felt all season like it's the Bills' year, right? I mean, Josh Allen has been playing at such a high level. It's such a tough call here.
For this game, I would probably lean to whoever is the home team, and that's Buffalo in this case.
They haven't lost, by the way. They haven't lost at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna lean to Buffalo in this one. But I'm gonna root for Baltimore. But I think if it comes down to it, like I haven't decided which way I'm gonna wager on this one, and I have a pretty good idea which way I'm gonna wager on all the other three games. But I'd probably take, and you know, it's basically a pick 'em, like you said. You know, with Buffalo being the point underdogs, I'd probably take Buffalo on the money line, get a little better odds there. That's probably the way I'll go.
The issue I have with Buffalo, Dono, I like Josh Allen a lot. Like, he's really fun to watch. And I know we're not supposed to like Buffalo. We're supposed to root against them. And Josh Allen has given us hell down here. But he's a fun player to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, 100%. And you know, he's gone through so many different changes with coordinators. I mean, he had Ken Dorsey, and then the Dorsey thing flamed out, and Joe Brady's been doing a great job there, and they've taken weapons away from Josh Allen over the years, but he keeps getting better. I mean, he has definitively proven that he's the thermostat. He's not the thermometer. That he's like the reason why that offense thrives. Where I look at, you know, somebody like Tua Tagovailoa, who needs to have certain talent and certain system to thrive, and he can thrive in a system, but he's not the one who decides that. Whereas Josh Allen, I put Josh Allen in the same conversation that I would put Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson in. I mean, the guy to me is a needle mover, and I, you know, it's superstar quarterbacks are usually the ones who get to Super Bowls. So, you know, whether it's going to be him or Pat Mahomes, we'll find out. But I think that's going to be your AFC championship game again.
Yeah, we almost made it through that without you ruffling feathers calling Tua a system quarterback. We were so close.
I mean,
so close. And the other
thing, I didn't
even
do it on purpose. Like, it just happened. It just the words kind of slid out.
Yeah, slid out of the right. I will tell you, by the way, I really would like to see Lamar Jackson get over the hump, too.
Yeah, I
happen to be a big Lamar fan as well. That game, man, that is going to be one hell of a game. Then the question becomes, can either of them beat the Chiefs? So that will be
must-see
TV.
I want to go to something.
Well,
somebody mentioned Fangio's defense is going to throttle the Rams. I mean, doesn't the success that Philly's defense under Fangio is having, doesn't that make you more frustrated as a Dolphin fan? Because, like, Dolphin fans and Dolphin players, they hated that guy. They acted like Fangio underperformed here, and he was the problem. I mean, Fangio has been – he's been an elite defensive coordinator everywhere he's been. Maybe our soft locker room might have been the problem with Fangio. How about that? Let's ruffle some more feathers.
Yeah, well, he clearly wasn't a great fit here. That wasn't going to work regardless. And
he and McDaniel together, not a good fit.
Yeah, so let's – a couple quick texts here. Someone said Buffalo will cover. It's a 1-point spread, so you're basically picking whoever to win. Another person, the Eagles are a poor passing team. Everything maybe two is handicapped by Mike McDaniels. There's an S with a bunch of stars system. Yes, that's it. That's exact. Mike McDaniels holding Tua back. Yeah, that's it. See what you've done, by the way. See what you've done. This is all you, Dono.
Mike McDaniels. I mean, Mike McDaniel is the best thing that ever happened to Tua. The best thing that ever, I mean, they go well together, Mike McDaniel and Tua. Like, they go so well. I mean, Tyreek Hill, when he was still good, didn't also hurt Tua either with that big year that Tyreek had last year. But Mike, you cannot blame
Mike McDaniel.
Look what
you've done. Look what you've done. Now someone says Tua's won as many Super Bowls as Allen and Jackson. I mean,
okay. I mean, how many playoff teams? Now let's do playoff wins.
That's just a silly argument there, but look, this is what you've done to us. Say Tua is a system quarterback until he fails in a different system. Flores didn't have a system. There you go, Dono. You've done this to us here this morning. We're going to take a pause. We have more to get to as we continue on here. The Heat fall last night. Jimmy Butler will presumably make his return to the Heat on Friday night when they return home to host the Denver Nuggets. A little finals rematch from a few years ago. The Panthers are home tonight. The Panthers have returned to town. They will get Detroit tonight. They will get the Ducks coming up on the 18th on Saturday at 6 o'clock. So, boy, there are a lot of sporting events in our town over the next handful of days here. You got the Panthers are here twice, the Heat are here twice, Canes Hoops, they are here on Saturday. And then you got, of course, all these NFL games, and we got a college football national championship game on Monday. Sure, they'll have.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More on the Jimmy Butler deal. Played some stuff from Dwayne Wade earlier. I thought he had the best take on it out of everyone. Dono did us a disservice here by bringing, somehow we were going through the games on Saturday and Sunday, just trying to get his picks, just peacefully trying to get his picks, and he threw Tua in there. And it is crazy, though, Dono. All you got to do is say the guy's name, essentially, and we have gotten, I don't know, what, 30, 40 people have texted in here so far in the, like, 2-3 minutes since you said that. Tua is a failure in this system. When your system sucks, any quarterback will fail, and it's so there's a lot of venom coming in, and that happens.
I didn't even mean to bring it up. Name. Tua just caught a stray from me. I was trying to articulate how good I think Josh Allen is by comparing him to Tua, and yeah, it was. I'm sorry, Tua. I didn't mean to disrespect you, buddy.
It's very vicious out there on those these text line streets here, Dono. But yeah, man, we bring up Tua and people will deliver. By the way, look at this one: offensive guru coach Mick Goofy. He calls him. There you go.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. I like Mike McDaniel. I know he struggled mightily this season. I want it to work. I really do. And the other thing is, we don't have a choice at this point.
Right.
Stephen Ross has spoken. Like, we could fight it as much as we want, and I'm with everyone. It bothers me that they didn't make any shakeups outside of firing Wes Welker for, like, whatever reason, because he was the problem, and the special teams guy. But, like, yeah, it bothers me. Of course it bothers me that they didn't make any significant changes. The season was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. And I'll be quite honest, I don't know how it gets better. Like, I don't know how you come back with the same core, essentially, and, you know, magically make it so, like, you're playing the Chiefs and the Ravens are playing the Bills, and that's the four teams that are left, and we're fighting for a spot in the AFC Championship and a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know how you get to that point with this. And I guess you don't either, Dono.
I'm sure if Stephen Ross is, like, looking to kind of defend Chris Greer for this past year, like, he might say, well, big problem was, you know, Tua missed all that time. Mm. But then isn't that also Greer's fault that you didn't have any plan at backup quarterback?
Of course it is.
The guy who ended up being your backup for most of the season in Snoop Huntley was not a system fit, and you picked the guy up during the season, poached him off of a practice squad. Like, that's got to fall on the GM as well. I mean, yeah, I mean, anybody could say, well, hey, our starting quarterback missed time and that's why we're not in the playoffs. But first of all, some teams have had backups actually, you know, lead them into the postseason. And then otherwise, Tua is liable to miss time. It's happened throughout his career. He got through one healthy season last year where he still didn't win any playoff games. But you know the guy is going to miss some time because it's happened every single season outside of last year.
Boy, Dono, I'll tell you, you're one of the nicest guys I know and fairest guys I know when you comes to your sports takes, and you've brought out the worst in people this morning here. I hope you didn't mean to do that. More the team is a reflection of the coach. Yeah, it is. It was very, very disappointing how everything went down. Even more disappointing that they didn't make any shakeups. And but you know what? There's only so much we can do. It's just at this point, unfortunately, our requests are falling on deaf ears, I guess, would be the way to put that. Dono, I think we should mix it up a little, talk some college football. That is your bread and butter on the Locked On Canes podcast. Before we get to one of your Locked On Canes brothers here, if you could just please one more time promote your stuff and where everyone can find you. It is the best source for Canes news and information. Where can we head, Dono?
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're going to have a new Locked On Canes, I think, at 11:30, so 2 hours from now. Miami is actually losing their linebackers coach. Derek Nicholson is leaving, just came out this morning to take the same job at Missouri. Not that surprising. You know, when you change defensive coordinators, there's going to be staff turnover. So I wish Coach D. Nick the best. We're going to talk today about how, you know, Carson Beck, as we know, wound up in Miami. It was reported yesterday. Georgia did try to keep him, and Alabama called him, and he still ended up at Miami, which is good for us. And so those are some of the top topics we're going to have on Locked On Canes, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts, and